Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. You know, we all make financial mistakes. It's easier to bounce back and get back on plan while you're young, though, and it's harder to bounce back as we get older. That's because retirees typically don't have a nice regular paycheck coming in, but have to carefully make the most of their retirement savings to meet monthly expenses, and because, unlike, say, a 25 or a 35-year-old, folks in retirement don't have the luxury of time to make up for their mistakes. So the margin of error is much smaller for retirees than it is for younger workers. So I want to forewarn you and keep you from making some of the worst mistakes I've seen people make in retirement. And this and more can be found at my website, which is onthemoneyradio.org. And there you can listen to my thoughts on the subject and read more about it. So let's get started with the worst mistakes people make in retirement. Retirement is often a time for significant financial change, from having a paying full-time job to having no regular paycheck for the rest of your life in most cases. But for most working-class folks, this means a sudden drop in monthly spending power because now and for the rest of their lives, they're fully dependent on their savings and Social Security and a pension check if they're lucky. But one of the biggest mistakes retirees make is not adjusting their expenses to their new budget-dependent life, where food and clothing and entertainment expenses must be adjusted because they're no longer earning the same amount of money as they were while they were in the workforce. Retirees must also account for health care and long-term care costs as a person ages. So talk to a trusted financial planner to make adjustments to your budgeting and planning so you'll be prepared for any eventuality. Also, once you've retired, you can't afford large negative swings in your savings, so you have to balance out portfolio growth with a reduced level of risk and think more short-term because you may not have the luxury of riding out long stretches of a down market without withdrawing money or selling shares. So while you should still keep some money in aggressive growth investments, make sure you reduce your risk exposure and factor in worst-case scenarios such as an extended bear market and how you plan to weather that. All I'm saying is that don't be overly optimistic or overly pessimistic, but plan well so you can ride out the worst should it come to bear. Now, I think most of my regular listeners are aware of this because I've spoken so often about the penalties associated with early withdrawal of Social Security, but I just wanted to spend a moment to recap here. Just because you're eligible to apply for Social Security at age 62 does not mean that you should. If you tap into Social Security at age 62, you'll get about 25% less than what you would get on your full retirement at age 66. And if you take Social Security at age 62, you'll get 32% less than if you waited until age 70. So if you're in reasonably good health, delay your application for retirement benefits until 66 for sure, and until age 70 if you can and if it makes sense for you. If that means taking a part-time job well below your qualifications even, I'd say it's worth doing if it helps you meet your expenses and allows you to put off Social Security withdrawals. You know, also when you retire and have saved and invested regularly, you may be in the happy state of having a pretty large nest egg. But make sure you don't spend too much money too soon. Keep in mind that this money might have to see you through the next 25 to 35 years, so avoid the temptation to spend large chunks of that nest egg early in retirement. This is important here. Beware of frauds and scams. Remember that, as I said before, as you get older, you can't afford to make serious mistakes, right? So you have to be very aware of scam artists who want to steal your money. See, retirees are among the most targeted for scams, so know that you are a target and beware of sweet-talking or over-promising fraudsters and scammers, and do your research before laying out a large amount of cash on anything. Heck, even if you are nowhere near retirement, always keep a high level of skepticism when it comes to the investments being presented to you. Do your research first. Ask about. Check multiple trusted references and reviews. Talk to your friends and your financial advisor. Go online and educate yourself. And even then, don't bet the ranch. Now, here's another error that people make. A lot of times, employers give you the option of cashing out your retirement as a lump sum. Well, many retirees find a lump sum of cash rather appealing for various reasons, including doubts that the money will be there at a later date, and perhaps they have an elevated idea of their stock market investing talent, thinking that they'd be able to earn a far higher return on that money and beat the averages. So they cash out their entire pension. But this is not always a good move because investments are highly unpredictable, and sometimes it's just nicer to have that money come in each month through your pension without risking it in the stock market. So cashing out a pension early oftentimes comes at a big cost. Be wary and weigh your options well. The longer your life, the more you are going to miss out on the benefits of the pension that you have cashed out early. Also, don't forget that it is in most advisors' interest to have you cash out. Make sure they do a side-by-side analysis to see which option is best, and always look for conflicts of interest, no matter how subtle they may appear. And finally, supporting your adult children. You know, now, especially these days with millennials who are putting off purchasing new homes or starting a family, they're staying with their parents longer. And it's often hard to tell your child that he or she can't live at home anymore, or saying no to helping with tuition, or saying no to a mortgage down payment. But if you have limited resources, avoid giving large monetary gifts or loans, especially if you're already out of the workforce. Remember, you will no longer be earning the same as you did when you had the job. So whatever money you have should really be focused on covering your own personal expenses only and saving and investing what is left over, not doling it out, however well-intentioned. So these are some of the errors that I see from time to time in my practice, and I wanted to share them with you to help you avoid making those big mistakes that can really hurt your financial resources.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.